You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm Vanessa, your host and your intuitive nourishment guide today and every Feed Your Wild episode. If you can't tell, my voice is a little extra raspy, maybe even sexy, I hope. I've been dealing with a gnarly throat thing, as you heard if you tuned into our last moon musing, the Taurus new moon, the Healers on the Mend series with Megan. And yeah, it's still going. Well, by the time I'm recording this podcast, I thought that I had gotten over it, and then last night it just came over me again. So it's a really, even though doing all the things, I think it's just, you know, having a baby and a lot less sleep these days, lower resilience, I'm feeling a lot more humbled by this whole thing. So I apologize for my voice, but maybe you like it better. I hope that it sounds okay. I wanted to do something kind of fun over the next couple of weeks and share more of these mini episodes on a topic that I'm really passionate about. And this is something that I talk about in a private training, which, by the way, you can get totally for free if you choose to apply to my 9-month practitioner mentorship program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. If you are accepted, if you apply and you're accepted, you get access to this private training. It's totally legit. There's a lot there. It's called How to Create a Transformative Intuitive Healing Practice You Love. And in it, I share a 3-part intuitive healing matrix that is a fundamental piece for any kind of intuitive healing training. So there's a lot in that 1-hour class that you would get for free in that way. And I wanted to pull one string from that discussion, and something that we also really focus on inside the program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway program. And something that in all of my previous programs and client relationships with other intuitive healing artists or practitioners is looking at these essential qualities of an intuitive healing practice, a business, and or just being an intuitive healer, what it really takes. And also, it is my humble belief and opinion that this is what the world needs in terms of medicine. Like, this is what true holistic medicine really is and always was. And what we're practicing these days in more modern Western medical circles and that Western medical paradigm, that, man, we just see it's like a running checklist of things that people get thrown into. The person is not centered. So very often, if you have some sort of ailment or issue, whether it's acute or chronic. Now, I will say the Western medical system is great for emergency situations. You know, like if you, for example, get a bad cut from a knife in your kitchen, like if you don't have the proper herbs and tools yourself, then it's probably best to go to the hospital. Yeah, and they can help you out with that. But when we're looking at issues where they're a symptom of something that's happening more upstream. The typical way that it would be treated in the Western paradigm is to put a Band-Aid on it, right? So, oh, you have eczema, let's just, you know, throw some steroid-based lotions on you, which can help temporarily, but it's not really addressing the roots of the issue. Or if you have chronic acid reflux, take a proton pump inhibitor and antacids long term, which you're not supposed to take long term, and doesn't really help in the end. It helps acutely with the symptoms when they're feeling gnarly, but then the problem doesn't go away, right? So in holistic, true holistic medicine, and what I had practiced as a clinician through functional medicine, we're really looking at going upstream and looking at what the roots of the issue are, looking at the soil, the ecology that this ailment, this disease grew from, and to look at the wholeness of the person and centering the person, you know, and the ecology of the person. So body, mind, spirit. And this is, of course, true for many traditional medical systems and lenses. Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and most indigenous wellness practices, they took a much wider lens and scope as they approached this individual. And so when we look at creating an intuitive healing practice, so if you are a healer or a practitioner, and you are looking to create your unique body of work and actually practice what it is that you do in fully stepping from that place of maybe struggling empathic practitioner, because let's be real, that most of you are probably really big-hearted and super sensitive and empathic, which is why you're vibing with this podcast. So that's my assumption. And moving from that place, that struggling empathic practitioner, to what I call new earth intuitive healer. This is the embodied intuitive healer. This is the person that is whole unto themselves, but also has fully connected with their gifts and who they are and the channel that they are to be the vehicle for these unique gifts that they can share in service to not just humanity, but to the greater world, the plants, the animals, the unseen beings and energies, and Mama Earth herself. We have to look at all of this holistically because we're all interconnected, right? So how do you fully practice in that way? How do you become that new earth intuitive healer? So today I'm going to share one aspect of this that is absolutely paramount. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You must have this if you want to practice in that embodied way and channel your gifts and be in service in the highest way in your unique way. Now, if you're okay with being a practitioner who just basically takes a protocol that you learned and applies it to everybody who shows up in your office or, you know, virtual office over Zoom, and you just, you know, sometimes it works for some people, maybe most of the time it doesn't, but you're okay with that, then this is not for you. And I would encourage you to maybe look at why you might be okay with that, because you're probably in the wrong line of work. This essential component is part of an alchemical model. Now, alchemy is really important when it comes to healing. And I shared a podcast, the Mother's Day podcast, recently, a couple weeks ago. on my little bit, a tiny bit of my process of spiritual alchemy. We go into this topic and idea of spiritual alchemy so much more deeply inside of the WIP program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. This is based off of an alchemical model, an alchemical blueprint, if you will, that I have connected to, that was channeled to me, but really is the foundation of all of life, really, but like in that evolutionary sense. Evolution happens through an alchemical process, and healing, true healing, is an alchemical process. So alchemy is a bridging of spirituality and science, combining the rational, the practical, and the intuitive. And alchemy bridges all of the sciences together: biology, chemistry, physics. It connects these sciences and more to the energetic and the spiritual. And clearly this is missing in the conventional medical paradigm that I was speaking about earlier, right? There are three philosophical principles within an alchemical model. And I'm going to go over one today in particular, which is connected to the one essential that I'm talking about that you absolutely need to have an intuitive healing practice and to be a new earth intuitive healer. Now, these principles are found in all of life and also in multiple other traditions around the world. So if we look at indigenous traditions, if we look at astrology, if we look at Ayurveda, we see this pattern. Even in Christianity, we see a pattern of a Holy Trinity. So looking at alchemy is not just, you know, sometimes we think about alchemy and we think, oh, that's like, you know, some wizardy kind of dude that goes into a lab and tries to create gold from lead. Okay, maybe, but true alchemy is not just a laboratory experiment. It's actually an initiation. It's an initiation or a rite of passage that is sacred into the ways of medicine and healing. It's about coherence. It's about harmony and balance. And it's about integration with the spiritual and the material worlds. And also tending to all levels. So from the micro to the macro. And alchemy is not complete. Like, there isn't any complete, done, check with alchemy, because it really is an evolutionary process. So it needs to come back and be integrated into the being, into the person, into the medicine. And it really is about transformation and regeneration. And again, like part of that evolutionary process. So no matter your form of practicing medicine or healing modality, in order for it to be truly holistic, it must be based on this alchemical model. Now, this one part of the alchemical framework or model that I want to share today that is integral to you as a new earth intuitive healer and to your intuitive healing practice is, in alchemy, would be considered sulfur. So in alchemy, we are working with these elements. And yes, the elements on a material, physical level, but there's also this spiritual and energetic components, and you could say metaphorical components of these compounds or these elements. So in alchemy, we start off with sulfur. Sulfur is connected to the soul. It represents the soul of all things, of all materials, of all living beings and things. In alchemy, sulfur is synonymous with consciousness, the expansion of thought. And thought leads to form, right? Thought leads to creation, and the creation in the material realm. Your thoughts, lead to a material shift in your experience. And alchemy in the Greek lens, sulfur, was connected to the psyche. Psyche is the soul of human. And you can see the root there, psych, already with psychology, right? Psychologists, psychiatry. So it's not about the mind, it's about the soul and healing of the soul. So the soul, we can ask, well, what is the soul? I'm going to be real, simple here, okay? Because this can be like literally an entire podcast show in itself, is just exploring what the soul actually is. And I'm just going to bring it down to very simple principle, in that the soul is your energetic essence. It's your energetic signature or imprint. So in alchemy, sulfur would be connected to your unique soul imprint in your energetic signature. This is something that is unique to you and unique to your life. So when we look at this in connection to you as a new earth intuitive healer, your work as an intuitive healing practitioner, and building out a unique body of practice, sulfur, this alchemical essential of sulfur, encompasses your unique energetic expression in this world. That is your soul mission, your soul calling, your soul intuitive gifts and abilities, and of course, your soul path and dharma. It's connected to the elements. So all of these essentials within alchemy are connected to various elements. We have the elements earth, fire, water, air, and ether. So sulfur is connected to the elements of fire and air. And this really connects to the part of us that, and the quality of us that is fiery, that's flammable. It's our desires, it's our passions, literally our soul on fire, right? Like, what is lighting you up? And that part of you that's ready to catch on fire. And in this way, in this connection with fire and air, it's not just us that is ready to catch on fire, so to speak, but also us in spreading our fire, lighting the fire, the internal flame of others, right? So with fire and air, quite literally spreading that wildfire in the best way possible and lighting those up that we are here to inspire, uplift, and serve. So when we consider sulfur, the sulfur component in our soul, our energy, as it pertains to our work through this alchemical lens, the work with a capital W must be aligned with your soul. There is a fit. And you know when it's not a fit. I'll just give you an example. When I was working a 8-to-5 job and working in a cubicle, a beige cubicle, although we did have beautiful windows, I remember quite distinctly this feeling of just like claustrophobia, this feeling like I had to escape and do something. I was going to go crazy, but I had no idea what. I didn't know why I felt this, why I was so unhappy. I had a stable job and income, like there wasn't anything necessarily terrible happening in my life in that moment. And yet I felt like a part of me was dying. And I was going through this process of really looking inward and asking, what is going on here? Like, what's wrong with me? And I decided to see this energy reader. And I can't remember her name or how I found her, but she taps into your aura and reads a little bit of your energy. And she told me, honey, you are just being completely drained. And like, I see you confined in this box. And I also see you floating up out of your body. Like you're not embodied at all. Like you're trying to escape. And your essence is not being expressed. And this is without me, you know, telling her anything, right? And so it was confirmation that there absolutely was something that was going on here. And that work was not soul aligned, 100%. It wasn't. But that doesn't mean that, you know, right that instant I decided to quit and leave. Like there are some very real and practical contexts, right, in which like you can't just necessarily jump off the cliff if you don't have a bridge or something to support you, something to like a parachute to land in. But it did something. It lit up that inner flame, which was going out, that pilot light that was getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And it brought a little bit of confirmation and memory and awakened the fire, the flame a little bit. And so then I just began to do things that continued to feed that fire. And it's something that feels very intuitive, right? It's not like a tangible thing. It's more of a feeling sense. And it might be felt in a different way for different people, maybe somatically for some, maybe in the solar plexus, maybe in the heart. Maybe it's just more of like a knowing, a sense of expansion. But there are ways that you can tell when something is soul aligned or if something isn't. So the work that you do as an intuitive healing practitioner, if you want to effect change or show up in the highest way, the work absolutely has to be soul aligned. And I would say your soul, your energetic essence must permeate the work. It must come through the work. So it's not so much the modality that matters, the niche, however you want to say it, that you choose who you serve. It's how you show up in full alignment and bring that soul essence to everything you do. And when you do this, it literally is the medicine that no one else can bring. No one else on this earth can replicate your medicine because it has your unique essence. It's you. And it's why you are here. It's what the world needs. Everything becomes more easeful and joyful. You experience synchronicities and manifestations come through. Your intuitive gifts expand. You feel lit up. You become magnetic. And you're not only fueled by your desires, passions, this energy, but others are also fueled by it. And you and your clients or patients and those that you serve experience greater transformations. In order for that alchemical process of transformation to happen, the soul must be a part of it. That's sulfur. I encourage you to commune with your soul. Tune in. What does your soul essence feel like? And are you feeling that there's a part of you that is not fully there? Are you missing a piece? There is a prevailing belief throughout most indigenous cultures and ancient medical traditions throughout the world that all sickness and illness is due to what we could call a form of soul loss. So losing a bit of your soul. And in a shamanic lens and perspective, we can lose parts of our soul due to tragedy, trauma, fears, losses, lots of different ways that might happen. And in the shamanic tradition, it would be indicated that you participate in a soul retrieval, calling back of that part very shortly after the event where the loss of the soul occurred. In our current modern day, we don't really view illness in that way, do we? At least in the conventional circles, it leaves us feeling like we are not whole. So I encourage you to get curious about that too. And if this is resonating for you, perhaps look into the different ways that you can call back those parts of yourself. There absolutely is the process of soul retrieval that you can look into and work with shamanic practitioner in doing so. There are other ways of calling your soul back and through energy healing modalities and hypnosis as well. And even the act of asking the question, getting curious, and with your heart's intention, asking those parts of yourself to come back to you already begins the process. So this is our mini episode on one aspect of this alchemical process and becoming a new earth intuitive healer. And I wanted to share a phenomenal resource that I absolutely love. It happens every year. I'm always so stoked when it comes out and to be a partner in this as well. My friend Sage Popham from the School of Evolutionary Herbalism. We've had him on the podcast multiple times. He's an amazing teacher. He was my teacher and colleague. He is offering a free training series on herbal alchemy. It's called the Herbal Alchemy Training Sessions. And he's giving it away right now. It's 3 in-depth online workshops, and you also get a PDF guidebook. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Seja and his work, yes, he focuses on herbalism. However, it's so much deeper than just learning about how to use herbs. And you know, it's really moving away from that model where we even can use herbs to just put band-aids on symptoms. It's really about healing the spirit and the soul without overlooking the body. And I have worked with Sage's teachings on alchemical herbalism, as well as spagyrics, which you are going to learn about in this training series. And they have been transformative. I've used them in my own life. I've worked with many, many clients and have recommended the products and spagyric herbalism. And it's just been so profound. So I love that he offers this for free. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/herbalalchemy, wildlyrooted.com/herbalalchemy. And that'll take you to the sign-up page for this free training. So you'll get 3 in-depth online workshops and a PDF guidebook where you're going to discover how alchemy, yes, what we've been talking about today, unites the science and spirituality of people and plants, the secret to making spagyric herbal extracts that heal the body and transform the soul. They're so powerful. A map that integrates herbal traditions of the world into a single cohesive system, and a truly holistic herbal practice to heal yourself, your family, and community. I told you I'm in love with this content, and he doesn't hold back. If you know Seja, he gives it all when he goes into these training sessions. So there's so much value here. They're literally just giving it away. Go over and check it out, wildlyrooted.com/herbalalchemy. I am partnering up with him, and he has an upcoming program that will be revealed and coming out in a couple of weeks. So I will be sharing much more about all that he's offering and a special way that I'm collaborating with them this year. So stay tuned for some more episodes on this and this alchemical process. And I would love to hear from you. If you can share over on Instagram, I'm tag me. I'm at Wildly Rooted, or shoot me an email, hello@wildlyrooted.com. I'd love to hear from you. Biggest aha or takeaway from today? Does this resonate with you? And what are the ways that you will bring your sulfur and soul energetic essence into your work? How will you be honoring that from this day forward? I would love to know. With that, I'll see you in the next episode. Sending you all my love. Be well.